And now, please welcome Father Anthony Casamento with today's Saint of the Day.
Venerable Matt Talbot. Matt was born in 1856 and was raised in a poor family in Dublin. He began working for a liquor company when he was 12 years old. He also began drinking alcohol around the same time. Once he began drinking, Matt could not stop. Alcohol became the most important thing in his life. He spent all his wages on liquor, and when he did not have money from his regular job, he often stood outside a pub waiting for a friend to invite him in and buy him a drink. Soon he had no friends left. He once stole a fiddle from a blind man. He pawned the fiddle and used the money to buy alcohol. When he was almost 30, he decided to stop drinking. He went to a priest and took the pledge, a common custom of the time. Alcoholics often made a promise to God in the presence of a priest as a sign that they were going to give up drinking. Matt's first pledge was for 3 months. He turned to God for help and began to go to daily Mass. He often spent his free time praying. He became especially close to Mary. He knew that our Blessed Mother wanted to help him live a happy life. Matt stopped carrying the money he earned from his job in his lumber yard. He wanted to avoid the temptation to spend it on alcohol. Instead, he gave his wages away to friends who needed money for rent or to buy food or clothing for their children. He was also generous in donating money to his church. Matt stayed sober for the rest of his life, almost 40 years. He was on his way to Mass when he died on an Abled Street of a heart attack. Matt Talbot has been declared venerable by the church. This is the first step on the journey to sainthood. Matt was healed from his addiction by God's love and his faith. Like Matt, we can bring our troubles to God and Mary in prayer. We can remember that God hears and answers all our prayers. I'm Father Anthony, and that was Saint of the Day. For more episodes, go to cradio.org.au.